You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin needs more housing, but skyrocketing construction costs have made it hard to build homes the average family can afford. Wisconsin Habitat for Humanity affiliates are working to fix that. Addie Costello reports on the nonprofit's changing model.
On a spring afternoon, Kaya Fox maneuvers around mounds of dirt surrounding four new homes in southwestern Wisconsin. She climbs a set of makeshift stairs that lead to a tarped wall and front door. The outside of the homes need work, Fox says, but on the inside?
We've got a really beautiful backsplash all around. We've got really beautiful higher-end appliances and range hoods.
Fox is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse region. She walks through one of the nonprofit's latest developments. The three bedrooms have new carpet, there's a walk-in closet, and the bathrooms have...
the soft clothes drawers, like... A-pew.
But only one detail on the inside of the house reveals how it got there. A missing strip of drywall between the kitchen and living room shows two walls pressed together. That's because a Minnesota factory shipped the constructed home on two semi-trucks.
There's really nothing that we need to do other than, you know, put the two pieces together, hang up some trim, and then these houses are complete.
That means volunteers really only need to help with the home's garages and landscaping. Fox says that's a major change for the decades-old organization.
The quintessential putting the walls up with volunteers has kind of been since forever how Habitat does things.
But even with volunteer labor, building a home on site has gotten significantly more expensive in recent years. As the country started facing a severe housing shortage, affiliates like Fox's were forced to build fewer homes.
You know, we can't get drywall any cheaper, but can we look at solutions that A, not only get us housing at a cheaper price, but much quicker to address a need that is here?
A nonprofit research organization found that in 2021, the average site-built house cost twice as much per square foot than a manufactured home. That's why Habitat La Crosse started using mostly factory-built homes in new developments, and similar groups nationwide are following suit. But Fox's group has faced barriers to replicating the Hillsborough development. Amy Bliss is the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing Alliance. It's a manufactured housing trade association.
The frustrating thing is that people want affordable housing, but they want it in the next town over. They don't want it in their town.
She says lingering stigma from early 1970s mobile homes have led to local zoning and deed restrictions that prohibit manufactured housing. But Bliss says modern manufactured homes can look and appreciate in value similar to site-built houses. That became clear to Katie and Russell Bessel as soon as they saw one of the homes this summer.
Beautiful countertops, cabinets, flooring, like it's gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
The La Crosse-based Habitat affiliate chose the Bessels for one of 10 factory-built homes they are placing in Hillsborough. The new house will have a yard for their three children. It will also be accessible for Russell, who is paralyzed from the waist down. Right now, he struggles to maneuver his wheelchair around their scrunched apartment. Every night, he watches his family eat dinner from his bed in the living room.
I'm tired of that. I want to sit down and have a family meal.
In their new house?
There will be an island in the kitchen to where I can roll underneath and just raise my chair up and eat dinner with my family.
Habitat for Humanity will provide the couple borrowing assistance to keep their monthly mortgage payment affordable based on their income. For the Bessels, it doesn't matter how the home was built. They've spent the last several years bouncing around the state to find reliable housing.
This is the end of the road for us. Like, this is finally ours.
While the Bessels' future home won't be built or shipped until the new year, they're already planning to host Christmas in 2026. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And this piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.